you're on hold, you want to stay there because we are joined right now by the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, second season with the Bucks, a two-time NBA Coach of the Year. He won four NBA titles with the Spurs organization. Milwaukee's got the best record in the NBA right now at 53-12. Mike Budenholzer is their head coach. He joins us. Mike, it is great to have you back. Let me first ask you, Mike, how are you and everybody around you doing as we deal with COVID-19?
Doing well, Jim. Thanks. Everybody, family, and everybody in general around me and my world is in a good place. I hope the same for you and as many of your listeners as possible. Hope everybody's safe and well.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that, Mike. I think we are. Thank you very much. You know, it's such a strange time, and it's so unusual because there's a rhythm to the season for the players and the coaches, and then you come out of the All-Star break, and you know the playoffs are in sight. So what's it like to go from coming out of a tough West Coast road trip and getting ready to face the Boston Celtics to suddenly having no basketball to prepare for at all?
Yeah, I mean, it's so incredibly strange. I mean, you know, I guess every walk of life, you never could have envisioned something like this happen. And certainly for us in the NBA to, you know, think you're playing Boston and back home and, you know, ready to kind of, you know, make that last 15 or 20 game, you know, kind of run and prep for the playoffs. And then you have nothing in the matter of, you know, just it felt like a couple hours that night, Wednesday night. So, yeah, incredibly strange and challenging times. But, you know, we're hoping that everybody, you know, the country and the NBA and all of us can, you know, find a way out of this when everybody's safe and well.
Right. You know, Mike, I'm curious because, like, basketball, it's your job. It may not be your life in total, but it is your job, and it's something you love and something you have a passion for. So what's it been like to be away from it for so long?
Yeah, again, just incredibly strange. It's just, you know, it's like something that has not happened in, you know, certainly my life, and I guess probably a lot of players and coaches, you know, similarly. And but, you know, I do think hopefully, you know, we're a team and an organization that kind of preaches a little bit of balance, and you want to have other things in your life, and you want to have, you know, things you do when you're away from the court and from your team. And you know, so I guess we're all diving into some of that balance. We're getting too much of that balance and not enough of the hoops. So, you know, but luckily with family and just other things, you end up, you know, finding a way to keep yourself sane and, you know, hopefully motivated for when you do eventually come back and play.
Mike Budenholzer is joining us. You know, in terms of that balance, it's interesting. I've talked to a number of your peers and coaches around the league and how they're spending their time when they're not scouting or they're not preparing. As an example, Michael Malone says he's on his bike. Scottie Brooks has been doing some yoga. Rick Carlisle is spending time with his family, playing some piano. What about you? What's a normal day like for you right now?
Yeah, no, I guess coincidentally or lucky got a little bit into the Peloton. I'm probably supposed not to hype them or anything, but that's been incredible down in, you know, Milwaukee. It's actually still a little chilly. So, you know, down in the basement of the house, got a little workout room and getting my Peloton and some workouts and when it's warm enough, walking out on the lake. And so that's been a big part of my routine. And, you know, now it's warmed up a little bit. Mixed in a little bit of golf. They opened that back up here recently. And, you know, a lot of Netflix. A lot of time I have my 19-year-old daughter here with me. We're crushing some Netflix and some movies and all that good stuff and eating and cooking. So, yeah, you know, a lot like I think probably, you know, colleagues and listeners everywhere, just a lot of that kind of stuff.
Mike, I've got no issue with you mentioning Peloton because I've done the same thing myself on the show. I bought one before. We've had them as a sponsor, and I bought mine long before that happened. I don't know about you. I'd be lost right now without my Peloton. I mean, that thing keeps me safe. It keeps me – if I have to reset, I just go into my office and get on mine. Like, how long are your rides? I go 45 minutes personally. Do you go longer or shorter? How do you approach it?
No, so I'm up to 30. So I literally just started in probably January or February, just kind of starting to get my feet wet. And I think I got it brought to the house again, like January. So I'm like in the infantile stages of Peloton. But, I mean, you know, when I made the jump from the 20-minute ride to the 30-minute ride, I thought that was a big deal. And, you know, doing some high-intensity stuff. And I love it. Now it's been great. And I'm like wondering about the whole treadmill thing. And I've messed around with a little bit of yoga, you know, on the floor from you know, the app and all that stuff. So I'm glad they're a sponsor. We can hype them up a little bit. It's been big time for me.
Me too. Mike Budenholzer is joining us. All right, so quickly, what about Netflix? Do you have a show? Do you watch movies? What are you doing with Netflix?
Yeah, a little bit of both. One of our favorites, me and my daughter, was Yellowstone. That was like we really got into that, and unfortunately went through it a little too fast. Third season of Ozark. She's actually already watched Game of Thrones, but she's kind of introduced me, and I thought I would never, ever, ever watch Game of Thrones. All of a sudden, I'm kind of like getting into it a little bit. So, again, I'm assuming everybody out there in the world is doing stuff similar like this.
No doubt. So as of tomorrow, though, some NBA teams are able to access their facilities, again, under tight guidelines. Wisconsin, as an example, and I know this because my son goes to the University of Wisconsin-Madison, but Wisconsin's got a safer-at-home order that's in effect until May 26th. So how do you and the team go about dealing with that? What's the approach?
Yeah, so mostly John Horst and Peter Feig, John Horst, our GM, Peter Feig, and our president, you know, working really closely with the governor here, Governor Evers, and the local leaders and state leaders, and, you know, just making sure, you know, where everybody feels like, you know, we're doing what's best for the state of Wisconsin, the city of Milwaukee, keeping people safe, and, you know, trying to figure out if and when it's appropriate to open, you know, our facility to our players. And I do think that, you know, organizationally, we feel it's important that when it's appropriate, when the safe is, you know, minimal, or the risk is minimal, you know, we want to be available to our players. I think, you know, just their mental health and all the good things that come from working out and, you know, just being around each other a tiny bit, you know, still keeping, we'll use Giannis to figure out how far 6 feet apart is with him, spread his feet, his arms out, so you can't be any closer to that.
Right.
So, you know, it's. I think we are a team that, you know, when it's appropriate, when it's safe, you know, we really look forward to having our players have that outlet on a voluntary basis. And we're just working with state and local leaders to figure out exactly when that is.
Hey, listen, is there any concern on your part about the fairness in that some teams will be able to get access before other teams?
Well, you know, I think the good thing, I guess at the end of the day, the answer is yes. But I would say more importantly, and I think Commissioner Silver, you know, Adam Silver, who I think is an amazing leader and just incredible for our league. You know, this is bigger than competitive balance and bigger than basketball. And it's really about the health of our players. And if there is some bit of inequity or some bit of, you know, competitive imbalance, in this case, it's more important that our players are safe and healthy and those places where they can get into their facilities and they're doing that instead of going to, you know, the local corner gym, you know, with everybody else and who knows what the sanitation and who all is in and out of there. Like, you just want everybody to be safe, whether it's, you know, a team in whatever city or market and it's our competition. But, you know, more than that, we want everybody to be safe. So if there's a slight, you know, imbalance in a competitive sense, you know, personally, I think for the Bucks too, it's, that's part of the world we live in right now. We need to think about just everybody's health, and that's most important.
So, Mike, before I let you go, in terms of that, like, it's the team has such good chemistry, it seems to me, from the outside looking in. And then when you go through something like this, that's what you want to hang your hat on. As an example, Robin Lopez and Pat Connaughton participated in a conference call earlier this week. Pat said the team had a great group chat going, but that Brooke and Robin were not part of it because they're the guys who don't have iPhones. Robin thought that was pretty funny. But from the outside, it seems like the team really does have great chemistry. Does it feel like that chemistry and those relationships are even more critical when you go through something like this?
Yeah, I think no doubt about it. And I think, you know, I certainly am just missing, you know, seeing people and seeing friends and having conversations and laughing and, you know, all the things that happen, you know, throughout a season and a day and a practice. And to whatever degree you can still, you know, create that and create, you know, connections and talks and conversations, I think, you know, that's got to help people get through this. I think it's going to help our team get through it, the closeness, the chemistry. You know, they're really, it's, you know, I think sometimes, that you know, it can read it like, I'll just say it's a great, great group of guys. It's legit. It's real. It's genuine. They really care about each other. They have fun. You know, they bust on each other and all that stuff. But it's I think, going to help them get through, help us get through. And when we, you know, hopefully we do eventually play, you know, I think hopefully that'll help us in that when that time comes also.
And then one final thought, you mentioned your daughter. Let me ask you about your parents. Like, you and I have talked in the past about your dad, Vince,
yeah,
who's a legendary high school coach in Arizona. But earlier this year, when the team was playing in Phoenix, you had breakfast with your parents before the game, and you said, my mom will tell me I need to stand up straighter or speak more clearly or whatever it may be that she's on me about. I mean, like, that made me laugh out loud. What is it like when you get that kind of feedback from her at this point in your life?
Oh yeah, no, it's the best. I think, you know, you probably never stop parenting. You know, I do say, I think my parents tried to do their best and send us off into the world and, you know, make our own way. But, you know, I'm guessing mom and dad are, you know, still parenting and still having suggestions and a couple ideas here and there. And I love her for it. I love my dad for it. And, you know, it's everybody talks about wanting to be held accountable until you're actually held accountable.
Right.
You know, if you have some character and you want to be great, you know, you actually kind of appreciate it. You're like, okay, mom, I'm going to be better. I hope the next time we talk, you don't have anything to be on me about. So it's good stuff.
That is really good stuff. Milwaukee, 53-12. They've got the best record in the NBA. He is a two-time NBA Coach of the Year, 4 NBA championships from his time with San Antonio. Milwaukee Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer, my guest. Mike, I appreciate the visit. I appreciate the relationship, and it's always good to have you on. Thanks so much for doing it.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Everybody be safe, be healthy. We'll talk again whenever you want.
You got that. I'll take you up on that, Mike. Thank you very much. You be safe and healthy as well. Best to you and the fam. Mike Budenholzer, Bucks head coach.